Hi, and welcome back to the Unpinned Podcast. My name is Fenley, and I am the owner of Just Fenley. I'm your Pinterest manager and social media content creator. And today's episode is going to be a little bit different, but I felt the huge need to share, the urge to share this with you. So I went ahead and I recorded the session, and I got the permission. I went to a Clubhouse chat today that was hosted by the founder of the Women of the World Network, Elle. And we were also joined by Sasan, and we had a really deep conversation around a topic that was set for today, and it was happiness in life. So I hope you enjoy listening to this, and I hope it brings some kind of message or thought or knowledge or some kind of wisdom to you in your life. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy. Happiness in life. Like, that's something like most people sit there thinking, like, what does that even mean? Like, because there's so many people that either have a misconception about what happiness means to them because it makes other people happy, so they tend to just kind of blend in with, you know, whatever their happiness is someone else's happiness. Of course, that happens a lot when we're in our adolescence or childhood, right? We spend most of our time trying to make everybody else around us happy, like our parents and stuff. But as a kid, we also overlook the part of our childhood where we actually did things that made us happy, and it didn't matter what we looked like. Like, we didn't care in public if we were like talking to our imaginary friend, As an adult, you would be like, no, this is weird, it's creepy, you know, people are staring. So I think when it comes to happiness in life, we tend to lose focus on what that truly means to us. And I think that's why I thought this was like a wonderful topic.
Thank you for that feedback, because in our community, you know, the personal fulfillment and happiness is one of the pillars.
Right.
You know, we do everything around. And that's why I love this topic so much, and that's why I resonate with this topic so much, I think, because like, what is happiness to you versus what's happiness for me? I think it could be different answers, right? And
right.
So for every person, how they see it can be very different. And for me, it's really having peace with myself, like being in peace with myself first and foremost, and every single day doing what I love, you know, being with who I love, with people that I love, and doing what I love, right? And I think that is the core of it. You know, my husband was in London, and he was in this hotel, and they were doing, he brought his laptop, right, and to work in this open area, and there was a lot of music, and everybody had fun, and somebody came up to him who works there and said, I'm sorry, we're not letting you use laptops here after 12, and I love that. After 12 p.m., they're not letting people use laptops in the main area.
Oh, wow.
Because they want people to just enjoy and just listen to the music. There was live music and all that. And I'm like, I love that. Like, that really resonated with me. It might not resonate with everybody, right? But I love that. We absolutely have to take breaks for ourselves and just do, just enjoy life. Because I think there is, you know, the constant go, the constant, you know, hustling, and it's just not helping in the long term. Like, there will be this moment where we will be burned out, and I think a lot of people are burned out today, and that is another big topic that is not talked about in the business community. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs are burned out.
Right, and I feel like the default answer to most people is, oh, apparently Sasan has something to say too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, join us. I cannot. Can you make me a moderator, friendly? Because I think I joined later, so it automatically makes you first one. But yeah, oh, and you invited him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did that. Let me see if I can add you, L. Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah. I think I figured it out. I'm pretty sure. P. Ping. Okay, it's. Oh, go ahead, Sasan. Sorry.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. I was just listening.
No, you're
But
good.
thank you for.
No problem. Thanks for joining.
Honestly, I don't use this platform, this application, very often. Sometimes I just come and join English speaking rooms to just improve my English. But the topic of this room was interesting, and I was listening to you guys. And I was thinking of the answer, and it's quite really difficult. I have never thought about this, what happiness is. And it's a little bit difficult to answer this question, but I guess happiness is something that people have to learn. It's not a feeling. It's a feeling, but this is something that people should learn how to be happy. For example, I know I have a friend who is extremely rich. He has everything that he wants, but he is always complaining and he's always blaming himself. And on the other side, I know someone who doesn't have a lot of money, but he's always happy and he does whatever he wants. So this is what I mean.
Yeah, I love that analogy and comparison because I can totally relate. And is it Sasan or how you say your name?
Both is correct, but the most correct pronunciation is Sasa.
Sasan.
Okay.
Yeah, and I love that because that's the part I also didn't mention, and I was kind of alluding to is where. A lot of people have a lot of money, but at the end of the day, they go to they just spend a lot of it on making themselves happy or treating themselves, or it's just there is something that's missing, the one piece of the puzzle. And I think having everything in a good balance, all of that's the key, right?
Yeah, I was just about to say that, Ella. I feel like when it comes to happiness, people kind of go straight towards money being a source of like happiness. And it's just a lot more than that.
Yeah,
It's a lot of
exactly.
aspects in your life that actually contribute to you being happy. And that's probably the reason why your friend who is rich, doesn't feel very fulfilled or feels all these feelings of guilt is because, yeah, he's fulfilled a happiness in one area of his life, but he hasn't done it in other areas, like his overall well-being, his mental, his mental health, his mindset, just growth and experiences. I mean, you can't buy experiences,
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry, go
Oh,
ahead.
go ahead, Sasan, go ahead.
No, yeah, I just want to say that, I mean, in order to be happy, I mean, money matters. I mean, people need to have some money, like a minimum amount of money. I'm not saying that even if you
Yes.
don't have any money, you can still be happy.
Right.
It's such a cliche. It's not, in my point of view, it's not true. People, I mean, in like statistically speaking, richer people are happier in general. But what I'm saying is, so my friend, the thing about him is that he, when his father is very rich, that's why he's rich. And when he was born, he was having everything. So she doesn't understand, for example, if you compare this person with someone who was in the middle, level, and then he gained money or she gained money and
Yeah.
became rich, they can easily understand and feel that happiness. But people who doesn't know this incremental value, or I don't know how to explain it, they cannot understand how difference it makes.
Yeah, no,
You
I
know what
get
I mean?
it. It just sounds like, you pretty much like there's more than just happiness, 'cause I was just gonna ask Elle, like, yeah, you do what you love, but what else? Because love is not the only thing. Like doing what you love, that's what most people, gravitate towards when it comes to happiness in their life. And it has to be more than just that. So it sounds like there has to be a gratitude component to happiness as well. Like you have to be grateful for the things that you have done in your life or the things that you will be doing in your life in order to feel that sort of fulfillment of happiness, right? So yeah, I think that's yeah, so I think that's the that's probably the reason why your friend, like, even though he's, like you said, as opposed to somebody who started out as a middle class and worked their way up, there's that sense of fulfillment, of gratitude that, hey, they've come from this place and now they're here, and it brings them such happiness and joy that they've actually been able to increase or up level or take those steps towards that life that they really wanted. And I think that that also brings them the happiness or the joy that they seek in life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. For example, I remember about myself when I was like 18 years old. I had a bicycle, and then I bought a car.
Mm-hmm.
I was super. It wasn't really a good car. It was just a car, but I was super happy.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, when I, for example, if I change my, as an example, my Toyota with a Mercedes, it doesn't really make a big difference in my happiness. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what it sounds like is that your happiness is a source, right? It's a source of energy. It's a source of energy that you put value towards. So when you talk about, like, you know, when you first got your car, even though it wasn't like the greatest car in the world, but to you it was, there's a value, that asset that you put behind that happiness. You were joyful because you valued the fact that all of your hard work, this is the result of it. And I think that people also tend to think that happiness is just a type of emotion, but it's an energy, right? It's a source of energy that you put value into things. So, like, I could receive a pencil from my little cousin as a gift, and that would bring me happiness because now I have something to write with, but it also is a source of her, you know, her love. And I value that love, and that in turn brings me happiness because she actually thought of me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I love that. I love when you connect that to the energy. I think that is so true, right? And that's why, for me, it's that internal peace is happiness. And I think, but I also, what I mean by that is, I think everything is connected. Gratitude, that's where the self confidence and self-esteem, the worthiness comes in, and that helps me make more money. And I absolutely agree with you, Sasa. Money, I love money, and money is great, and we cannot survive without money.
Mm-hmm.
I think we absolutely have to be able to make money, but I just want to avoid the extremes where, you know, we put a lot of effort and energy and just running, pushing. And I think there's got to be a balance between receiving and pushing, so there are days and hours where we can do, and then just really allocating time in life for something that we love to do, whether it's business, or if not, then some other passionate activities that makes it more, that enriches it more. And the other thing is, I think, like, for me, looking at growing personally, that, and seeing, looking at myself and growing in life, and with what was what I'm doing, that brings me enormous satisfaction, and I think that's part of it too. That's why I think this topic is very important to me.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, I feel that each and every one of us, we all value money. Everybody values money in this world. And even though money doesn't buy happiness, it does. I feel like what people do is that they put so much energy and belief into that money is going to be that self-gratification that they get that brings them the happiness towards their goal, if that makes sense. So it's like they basically are saying, okay, so here's my goal. I want to make $5,000. Why do I want to make $5,000 in my business? Because it would tell me that I am being successful in my business, and that would make me really happy in turn, right? It feels like happiness is the end result of all of that. And I feel like happiness should also come first. But again, I feel like money is a big deal when it comes to bringing the success and happiness. that most any business owner wants to feel. But I want people to remember that, you know, even though money is that source of that happiness that they're after, that they shouldn't forget that happiness should come first and not after the money. It should come before the money, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because it sets that foundation for you where then you can build on it and add things to your life. But I'm not sure if you answered that question already for your, like while we were talking about it, but if you could tell me, each of you really tell us, what is happiness to you? So like, oh. I was saying, you know, for me, it's really having that peace inside of me, and, you know, and do, because everything stems from that, the beliefs, satisfaction, the passions, and all of that, and then I can add to that. But when there is worthiness, right, and all of those things.
Yeah,
what is it for you, Femi?
For me, happiness, I believe it, like I said before, it comes from gratitude and love. There's many sources to happiness, and I feel like for me, what brings me happiness is like experiencing new things, because that's just something to me that I value. Happiness is the relationships that I have, like with my husband and the people that I know through networking and being in business, and of course my little furry baby, Raiden, who's not very little, but I appreciate him, and he brings me such happiness and joy for my overall mental well-being. And the other things that bring me happiness is being able to accomplish something, and it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's something. You know, it could be a project, it could be me saying, hey, I'm gonna do this podcast today, and that's the end of it. But also another thing that brings me happiness is being able to give. Like, even though I may not have very much, I feel like being able to give, whether it's monetary or not, brings me a sense of happiness, because it gives me that instant gratification that, you know, whatever I've done not only made me happy, but somebody else too.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, probably spend an hour. Beautiful. What about you, Seth? What is happiness to you?
To be honest, you can think of happiness from different aspects.
Yeah.
For me,
for sure.
I mean, when this COVID came around, and I came to realize that I have to change kind of my lifestyle. I mean, before COVID, I used to work a lot. I used to concentrate on my work, and I thought that I love my work and I enjoy it. So whatever I enjoy, I have to put all my energy on. So, for example, I was in a relationship, I had a girlfriend, but I really didn't have too much time to spend with her. And that's why our relationship didn't work out. And then I was just focused on my work. But when this COVID came around, I saw some of my, people around me, close to me. Unfortunately, 12 of them passed away due to the COVID. And I realized that, okay, life is too short. So I have to do other things. Like, I don't want to work forever. I just need to do some other stuff that I like. For example, right now, I like to have a tattoo, but not a lot. I have never done that. I didn't have courage to do that, but right now I'm thinking of it. And things like that.
That's so good.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing things that I really like, and I need, before I die, I want to do all of those stuff. And eventually I want to find like a good relationship and having kids, those sort of things.
Oh, it's so funny that you mentioned the tattoo thing, bringing you happiness or joy, because I have a friend, who's a girl, and she actually got one tattoo, and even though it went against the whole, her other half just wasn't very approving of it, she did it anyway, because it, and after she did it, it brought her such happiness that he just learned to accept the fact that she had a tattoo. And then of course she ended up getting more, but it's just because it brought her such happiness and such joy that she was like, I want more. Like, this is what I love, and this is what I want. And it brings her such happiness to have such beautiful art on herself. And like Elle mentioned before, happiness looks different for everybody. And if having 10 tattoos all around her body is her definition of happiness, then so be it, you know?
Yeah, but I think the message behind that really is people, how often do we just wait for things in life, right? And we think, oh, we can do it tomorrow. Okay, I'm gonna achieve this. I'm gonna hit, let me achieve my goal of, my first 10,000 a month, and then I'm gonna do a tattoo. Or let me achieve this, and then I'm gonna do this. And then we keep postponing, and I think, yeah, and like Sasan was saying, and I'm so sorry to hear that you lost your friends during COVID, but I think COVID showed us that, life can be so cut abrupt, at any time, right? We don't know, and I think it just, like, I know so many people also, and doctors and other professions. I've heard a lot of people decided to retire early, or decided to leave their full-time jobs early, or do some other things, or go travel. And I feel like if you are happy and love what you do, why would you retire from that? Like, I love what I do. I don't see myself retiring because it's not like a job for me. I wake up and I love doing that, so I'll be doing that forever, And so I feel like people wanted that feeling of happiness, or wanted to get to that list of okay, I want to do this. I actually know a couple of friends who did tattoos during COVID. They made tattoos, and I'm so excited for them. And it's just, I love when people do that. And I think it was Harvard School, they actually started happiness course, which was so interesting, I thought. But that's like everybody started talking about it because for that same reason, right? Because we tend to kind of postpone it for ourselves. We postpone it because we want to, we tell, we're saying, oh, we're just finding excuses, right? We're finding different excuses. Oh, today is, today I can, I'm so busy, whatever it is. Yeah, so.
It feels like, happiness doesn't become a priority, but ever since this pandemic, like, Sasan said, everybody had a shift in their priorities. And like you mentioned, Al, like everybody wants to leave early or retire early and, all this stuff. But if you love what you do, why would you retire early? And the first thing that popped in my mind was, these people truly probably loved what they did for a living, but at the same time, the happiness that they feel is probably, I feel like happiness is ever changing, and that's probably the reason why I'm gonna explain it the way I'm gonna explain it. So I hope you understand. It's kind of like someone eating the same flavor of ice cream every time. They don't have any different dessert. They don't try anything new. After a while, it's not that it gets boring, but it gets kind of sickening, right? To their mental well-being and overall state. It's like it brought them happiness for that time being, but as he learned and grow, he's like, okay, you know what? This is, I can't keep eating the same flavor of ice cream. It makes me happy, but not as happy as before. And I feel like I need to move on to a different, flavor or a different kind of food or something like that. Balance, right? So he moves on to eating, pie. And it's like, you know what? This apple pie is like the greatest thing I've ever. and it makes me so happy. And he completely forgets about his, you know, favorite flavor of ice cream, because now he likes pie as his favorite dessert. So I feel like it's not, if people are retiring not because they don't like what they do or it doesn't bring them happiness. I think it's because everybody went through this growth and change like really fast during the pandemic. Like, we had no choice. We had to radically change our lives, and it ultimately made us radically think differently, and in terms of priorities, perspective about life, about our well-being, about work, about, you know, what we do in our lives. And I think because of that, we grew and we outgrew this old thought of having to always do this work and work all the time, and if it makes you happy, you'll never work in a day. But at the same time, where's the freedom to enjoy all the rest of the things that make you happy in your life? So now it's like everybody's drawing a very thick line between their happiness in life and their happiness in their work. There's a thicker line now. I think, and I would like to believe, before it was like a blurred line between the two. So that's the reason why everybody was just like, okay, I work and, you know, I have my life, but I'm overall just happy with the way things are. Now it's, I not only have to be happy in my work, but I also have to be happy in my life. And sometimes that means changing around what happens in their work life to accommodate the happiness in the life that they seek, or vice versa.
Yeah, that's interesting. Sasan, I think you were trying to add something. Were you? I saw you unmuted.
No, I just wanted to say, Fenley.
Yeah.
Her name, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Fenley mentioned a really good point that it is working also for me. I mean, I always want to try new things that I haven't done before.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, it works. It helps me kind of be happy.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I just started, it's been like 2-3 months that I started learning playing guitar.
Oh.
I always wanted to do that, but I've never done that.
Bravo.
And I'm pretty amateur, but yeah, I like it. You know, right now I can make some sounds that, you know, sound like a music, but those sort of things, trying new things and give it a try, give it a shot, let's see how it goes. Those sort of things really helps me to be happy. And that's my point.
I think that's wonderful. Yeah. So
yes.
Great.
So good. Congratulations on just really taking and starting that. Sasan, and it reminds me, my mom actually always wanted to also learn how to play guitar. And I actually found somebody, because I live overseas during pandemic, but then everybody was like, they couldn't do it. You know, and I found a teacher for her, and I wanted to do it for her. It was actually a birthday gift for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a lockdown everywhere, and so she couldn't do that. So I love how you started on that. That's awesome. Yeah,
good job.
I also played piano from my childhood, so I totally understand the music and whole creativity about it. When you actually started playing the notes, the joy that brings you, right? Because I'm actually playing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's this sense of huge happiness that comes whenever you experience something new. Maybe it doesn't happen for everybody, but I think for the most part, anybody who experiences something new, it's exciting, right? And I feel like for both of you, I think that's wonderful that as soon as you picked it up and started doing it, it felt really, really good, and it made you really happy.
Always try. Sorry, L.
Oh, go. Yeah, it's okay. you want to finish your thought? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I was just going to say, you know, before, when we just started, we were talking about Pop House with family, and this is the reason why Clubhouse is different, you know, for the deep conversations like this. And I feel like I enjoy these conversations a lot. And we used to have masterminds in our community, which we are adding again starting September. They will be in the form of a power hour. Mm-hmm. But that's where we all come together and we take a topic and we discuss it. Discuss our points of view. So it's not necessarily a networking event, which we have a lot of those, as you know, Penley.
Yeah.
But you know, when we come together and talk about a topic, like just you were bringing a different kind of view, right? As you, how you view it, you know, happiness and job versus happiness in life, which was so interesting. So one issue, but people are kind of talking about it in different angles, and
right.
So I am excited to bring that back in our community. It will be in the form of a power hour, but that's why I also enjoy Clubhouse conversations like this, you know. And it doesn't matter whether the group is big or small; it's always a good, enriching conversations.
Right.
And it's funny, we talk about happiness today, but in July we will be actually talking about women, money, and influence on Clubhouse too. So that will be interesting. Because we had a conversation about women and money in Clubhouse, and it was very interesting how everyone started talking about it. First of all, it's different men and the way women and men face it and charge and give, right? But then adding to that the cultural differences, it just makes it even more interesting and deep. And so that's why we decided to do the book, Women Money. But I think I'm excited for that. So that will be in July. But if there's anything else you wanted to share, we usually go up to 45 minutes. So we'll be finishing in another 5 minutes, 5 or 7 minutes. But if you wanted to sort of, in conclusion, to add anything else that we didn't mention when it comes to this topic of happiness, feel free to do so. And I want to thank Fanley for joining today, and it's always good to talk to you. How are you? I know we don't talk very often, so it's good to have this time, you know, when we do get to talk at the same moment. And Sasan, thank you for joining us. Definitely interesting conversation.
No, thank you very much. Yeah, honestly, I didn't want to speak. I just wanted to listen, but for some reason, I don't know why I decided to talk about happiness, because this is, as I said, it's a very interesting topic, and it is very also important. People have to think about it.
Yeah.
Even right now, during this conversation, it made me think more of it, and maybe after this call, I do something more interesting to make myself happier.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yay. That's so great. I think that's really great that this conversation actually sparked and encouraged you to actually, you know, take active action. And, you know, thank you, Elle, for holding this space. I mean, it's amazing. And I also wanted to say, I think with this whole thing about happiness, sometimes what I like to do is I like to write down the three things that makes me happy, and I try to do it that week. Like, I'll think of something different. It doesn't always have to be the same thing. It could be different, but it kind of just helps to bring back that happiness in my life and make it more habitual so that I don't ever forget, you know?
Oh, I love that. That's a great tip.
Yeah.
I love that, how you intentionally putting energy there and you planning for it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be big. It could be small. It could be something like, you know, take a walk this week, you know, or find something, you know, along the way, take a picture of it and put it as your phone background. Something small, you know. It doesn't have to be really big where you got to spend a bunch of money on a cruise ship, as much as I would like to take a cruise. But yeah, it's just those kind of things. Sometimes I start small, and you know, and then I try to push it into bigger things.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Kelly.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it.
Of course.
Okay, guys, I gotta go, but again, it was really a good conversation, and it was really nice talking to you guys, and hope you happiness in your life. Thank you.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hi, I'm Fenley, the owner of Just Fenley, and I'm super excited to announce that I have officially launched my open enrollment for Fenley's Crash Course on Pinterest. And this is perfect for any business owner that has been dying to learn how to market themselves on Pinterest, have a clear strategy, and know how to convert their content into pins and more. So if you are interested, head on over to www.justfenley.com, or I'll provide the link in the description of this podcast below. And you just go ahead and you go to services and you hit on Fenley's Crash Course on Pinterest, and you can read all of the details there. I will be teaching this module live. So it will be taught live daily from July 8th to July 12th, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. And I would love for you to join us, so please sign up. Also, I am having a special offering for a limited amount of people. My special offer for the pre-sale is going to be $100 off of my course, a free one-on-one coaching session with me. And if you want to add on this bonus content, I'm offering it for $100 when it's a $300 value. Please go ahead and check it out on my website. Again, it's at www.justfenley.com, and you have until July 5th to sign up for my pre-sale bonus, okay? I am super appreciative of all those who really wanted me to do this course and has supported me and pushed me through this. I really do appreciate you, and I also want to take the time to acknowledge the fact that you have been such an inspiration for me creating this course. And I've been wanting to do this project for a long time, and I'm super excited that it's the moment is finally here, guys. So I can't wait to meet all of you, and I'll see you there. Bye.